The third feature today was written by Annabel Dixon of the Evening News. She learned that Norwich has been identified as one of the fastest growing cities in England. But if the city is to continue to grow, it needs to address a lack of housing, poor infrastructure and local skills shortages. The article is read by Michael Hutchinson.
Norwich's poor transport and skills and housing shortages are being overlooked by Westminster because its economy continues to thrive. The Centre for Cities, a respected think tank, said future growth could be thwarted and businesses could relocate if the government does not address the issues. It found that national policy and debate has focused on the so-called Northern Powerhouse and the bigger core cities at the expense of the smaller fast-growing cities such as Norwich. Chris Starkey, Managing Director of Business and Council-led New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership, said the report provided further evidence that government should not just focus on the big cities, but the crucial role that cities such as Norwich and Cambridge played in creating high-value jobs and increasing productivity and growth for UK PLC. The message is simple. Invest in us and we will deliver, he added. But the government insisted it did recognise the vital role played by growing cities across the country in boosting growth, building new homes and creating a balanced economy, claiming city deals in Norwich and Cambridge gave the cities the opportunity to identify the tools to drive the economic growth. We are in active discussions with many places, including the growing cities highlighted in this report, about devolving the powers they need to build on their success. Leaders from Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire are currently locked in talks with the Treasury over a potential £1 billion deal to hand over power, including transport, housing and skills. Alan Waters, leader of Norwich's City Council, said he was pleased to see Norwich was being recognised as a prosperous city with high levels of business get up and go and innovation, as well as being a great place to live and work. Against a backdrop of cuts enforced by national government, we are investing in the city by supporting local businesses to create well-paid jobs, promoting the living wage, and building the infrastructure required to reduce inequality between different parts of the city. The report found that workers in Norwich were more productive than average and also contributed to more Treasury coffers per head than those in the northern powerhouse cities such as Manchester and Birmingham. Norwich has an employment rate of 75.5% compared to the UK average of 73% and is also among the top UK cities for the number of patents granted locally and its level of high-skilled private sector jobs. But the report said housing was an increasing problem for the so-called fast-growth cities, which was proving a major barrier to recruiting and retaining workers. The report also warns that government funding for transport infrastructure was too short-term to enable the fast-growth cities to address this issue, and calls for longer-term funding commitments, like the ones available to the northern powerhouse cities, such as Manchester and Sheffield. It said cities were facing skills shortages, with Norwich recording a lower-than-average proportion of people with degree-equivalent qualifications. Alexander Jones, chief executive of Centre for Cities, said the government's devolution agenda has understandably focused on boosting growth in some of the UK's biggest city economies, many of which are punching below their weight economically. However, for the government to realise its ambitions of building a more productive and higher wage economy across the country, it's crucial that it does not overlook the challenges facing Norwich and other fast growth cities, which are among the most economically vibrant and innovative places in the UK.